Welcome to the Watoto Church podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
Welcome to Supercell Sunday 2020. Another year has passed us by, and my, what a year it has been. There hasn't been a year like it in any of our lives ever. It's been a year of incredible shaking, not just here in Uganda, but all around the world. The whole world is in turmoil in 2020. That's just the way life is. Who could have ever predicted that this would happen? And as a result, there are so many people who are going through great difficulties. They say depression is way up, alcoholism is way up, people are miserable, they want to get back to their old lives. Well, trouble is a part of the way of life. That's just the way life is. There's going to be dark, difficult days. But you know, if you're a follower of Jesus, we have a promise. There may be dark days today, but tomorrow is going to be a beautiful day. In fact, we've been listening to that a little bit over the Christmas season where it says, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned." If you look at the context of this verse in Isaiah chapter 9, the context is the nation of Israel. They have been through incredible difficulty. There has been enemies that have come against them. And if you read the context, it seems as though Israel had forgotten God. They got too busy with their day-to-day lives and they forgot about God. So you know what God did? He brought along something to remind them to come back to Him and to trust them. The enemies came against them and they had great difficulty. But God said, even though there is darkness today, I'm going to deliver you from that darkness. I'm going to set you free from that darkness. A great light is coming your way. And then, of course, later on in that verse, it tells us, "For to us a child is given, is born rather, to us a son is given." And it's talking about Jesus. He's the everlasting Father and He's the Prince of Peace. If you look at this context of Scripture for the people of Israel, God was saying, don't trust in all of those things, trust in Me. I am the light of the world. I am the hope of the world. You know, I learned a little something during this time of COVID that has been such an incredible difficulty for the whole world. Everybody's asking the question, what on earth is going on? That's not the question we should be asking. We should be asking this question, what is God trying to do? You see, God sits on the throne in heaven. He's never been pushed off of that throne. He is the sovereign, supreme, ultimate, most high God. He's in charge of everything. In fact, the Bible tells us that He put Jesus on a throne in deep heaven, in charge of running the universe, Ephesians chapter 1. Everything from galaxies to governments, it says He has the final word on everything. God is not caught off guard. He knows what's going on. He's up to something. And by and large, the nations of the world have turned their back on God. They got too busy with themselves, making money, electing new political leaders, getting on with pleasure, and forgetting God. Around the world, less and less people have been faithful going to church, and lots of things have been going on. Well, let me tell you, you can only ignore God at your great cost. God will always show up. So you know what I think God is doing? God is reminding the world that while we think we're so smart, a little virus can upset us. A little virus can turn our economies upside down. A little virus can shatter our lives completely. But you know what? If our hope and our faith and our trust is in governments, if our hope and our faith and our trust is in economy, if our hope and our faith and our trust is just in more pleasure, we're going to be sorely disappointed. But if our hope and our faith and our trust is in God, we're going to be okay. Weeping may endure for a night, the Bible says, but joy comes in the morning. When things get bad, I say, look out, God's about to do something terrific. And here at Watoto Church, God is at work. God is at work in helping us to reach people all throughout our community with hope. How is He doing that? You know, one of the ways He's doing it is through our small groups. We're gathered today on Supercell Sunday, the last Sunday of every year. We cancel church. Well, God did it for us this year. We didn't have church to cancel. But we are gathering together in our cells. And we take time to listen to the pastor share some few things, and then we discuss that together, and then we eat, and we have a wonderful time together. And it's called Supercell Sunday. It's one of the highlights of the year for many of us. You know, I want to just talk to you for a few moments about this and how I believe cells, small groups, our gatherings like you're in today, are really a spark of light and hope for our communities. Three things I just want to say about gathering in our small groups. Number one, this is not a good idea. This is a God idea. God spoke very clearly to me and said, Gary, I want you to get the church into small groups. Nobody can pastor thousands of people. Jesus only pastored 12. Who do you think you are, pastoring thousands? Get people into small groups. And so we started our cell ministry, where 10 people, 12 or so, would gather together, and they would discuss the message from Sunday. They would share together with each other. They would care for each other. It was a God idea. Here we are, 30 years later, and church is shut down. All around the world, there's trouble for the church. They tell me that in the United States of America, 75,000 churches will close as a result of COVID because they can't have services. Well, here at Watoto Church, it hasn't stopped us at all. We've been gathering together in our small groups. People have been loving and caring for each other. We got ready for COVID 30 years ago. You see, God put into our hearts this concept of small groups where people would gather together in their communities and they would care for one another, and it would solve so many problems. So it was a God idea. God was preparing us for these days. If there was ever a day when we could not have church, we could continue to have church. And what is church? Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am. So where you are, whether you're two or three or 12 or 20 or 30, Jesus is right there with you. There is still a big place for celebration, and we'll get back to that at the right time. So it's not just a good idea, it's a God idea. Number two, God said to me, Gary, I want every cell to be a place where people will be pastored. You know, as a church gets big, it's difficult for a pastor like me to know everybody. In fact, it's impossible to get to know their names and to know their spouse's name and their children's names. It's just impossible to happen. But everybody needs a pastor. Everybody needs someone who's close by, who cares. And that's what the small group is about. It's about people who belong to the same church gathering together in a home and loving each other and caring for each other. And all the stories, the amazing stories that have happened over the years of people who've been in great difficulty, great trouble, and their cells rallied around them, their cell members gathered around them, they loved them, they cared for them, they brought them through the problems. Sometimes when there's death at home, or sometimes there's somebody who's sick, people care for each other, and they're pastored. Our cell leaders have been commissioned to care for their cell members by being pastorly, by going along and putting their arm around them and encouraging them. It's not a God good idea, it's a God idea. Everybody in a church of 40,000 people like we are has somebody right there that you can call on, you can depend on. It's a great idea. And as cells multiply and grow and we get more cells, God can raise each one of us up to be that kind of person caring for the people in our community. But there's a third thing that I think is so important about cells. Not only that it's a God idea, and not only that we can pastor an unlimited number of people, everybody is cared for, but thirdly, and this is so important, and I think it's one of the great reasons God asked us to be a small group church. God put on my heart years ago that every small group should care for their community. How do they care for their community? By finding the people in their community that are hurting, the people in their community that are suffering or going through difficulties. And you don't have to show up like you're someone from Watoto Church and you've come to preach the gospel at them, although that's not bad, it's a good thing to do, you just show up at that person's home and say, hey, we're members of this community and we care about you. You know why? Because that's the heart of God. And there are people all across the city who are going through so many difficulties. And it seems like nobody cares. Well, you know what? Jesus cares. And if Jesus cares, we must care too. So I said, God put it on my heart years ago, ask every cell to find a poor Muslim family right in their community and just love them. And the stories, the wonderful stories of people who used to be of the Islamic faith who are now following Jesus because Christians just showed up and loved them. And then God said to me very clearly, it's time for us to just scale down a little bit on what's happened at Watoto Child Care Ministries and our children's villages and so on. It's a new day. I want you to ask the cells to find a poor, single mother living in the community who's struggling to raise her children, might be jobless, might be HIV positive, might be abandoned by her husband. Get the cells to find those women and love them and help them. And so we've been doing that all across the city. We have 2,500 small groups in this city. If all 2,500 small groups would find one or two ladies, we would be reaching thousands of women. Well, you know what? We are. There's over 4,000 women that have been reached, many of them through small groups, right in the community. And you know what? Those women's lives have been turned around by the love and the kindness and the compassion that's been shown to them. We call this Watoto Neighborhood. It's no longer just Watoto Child Care Ministries. It's Watoto Neighborhood. We're reaching right into our community where we live, caring for the poorest of the poor. And there are so many stories of women who thought nobody cared. Nobody cared at all. And then the cell showed up and everything changed. And many of those women have started small groups themselves for other vulnerable women. Many of them have started small groups for their children. We've been able to help those women by giving them some life training, some life skills, and teaching them how to have a small job and a small income. And they're starting to make money. Some of those women have gone on to buy their own property and build their own houses, and now they're paying for their children to go to school. This is just the beginning of really exciting things that God wants to do. And how is He doing it? Through a pastor preaching another fine sermon on Sunday? That's not really what it's about, although that's important. It's about you. It's about you. It's about you. That's right, all of you sitting around that table in that room, maybe where you are, all across the city, hearing the heart of God. Love hurting people. Nobody has to go to university to learn how to love. You can love. You can show compassion. You can show kindness. You can just put your arm around somebody else and say, it's okay, Jesus loves you. How can I help you? How can I pray for you? How can I encourage you? We can do this, but we just need to make the effort to do it. So I want to encourage you on this Supercell Sunday. Recognize that where you are, Watoto Church, in the community, in cells, this is a God idea. It's about pastoring an unlimited number of people, and it's about reaching the most vulnerable in our community and giving them hope and peace and life. And together, we're going to change our community. You know, we're living in a time of great turbulence. One of the things is political turbulence. And we're going through another election time. And yes, we're going to vote for people to take political office. And it's important. We have to do that. But don't put your faith in government. Put your faith in God. Don't put your faith in political leaders. Put your faith in Jesus. Jesus really cares. Some of you may be involved in the political office. I want to say to you, serve the people of your community. Love the people of your community. That's how we're going to change Uganda. That's how we're going to make this world that we live in a better, better place. And each and every one of us can be a part of it. It's such an honor to be able to serve here in Uganda, Watoto Church, to see what God's doing. Let me tell you something. I think 2021 is going to be a better year. It's going to be a brighter year. God's going to do some exciting things in 2021. All we have to do is make ourselves available. If we make ourselves available, God will use us to bring hope and life and healing and health to our communities. We can do that because that's what God has called us to do. Can I pray for you? Father, I want to thank you for Watata Church. Not just a big church meeting in big auditoriums, but lots of people gathering in our communities, in living rooms, in gardens, under trees, and sometimes in office buildings, gathering together and discussing life and caring for each other and reaching out to the lonely in our communities. You've called us to be the salt of the earth. You've called us to be the light of the world. Jesus, you are the hope of the world, and you said we too are the hope of the world. May we live in such a way that when people see us, they recognize Jesus has come, and he's come through these wonderful people to love us. So I pray for ourselves as they meet together. Help them to have a good time today, eating together or whatever they're doing together. But most of all, I pray, help us to be you, Jesus, in our community, bringing hope and healing. We thank you for 2020. It's been a good year. You're doing something. You're up to something. We're looking forward to 2021 because we know you'll never abandon us. The future is as bright as your promises. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We hope this sets you up to live a truly blessed life. Tune in next time as we continue to explore the scriptures and learn how we can overcome fear with our faith. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@watotochurch.com.